This is Earth and Sky. About once each earthly day, astronomers think the universe creates its most powerful explosion, producing bursts of gamma rays.
It's as if there's a burst of the total energy from our sun throughout its entire lifetime. Billions of years of sunlight in just a few seconds. Astronomers' best guess is that it happens when certain stars die and a black hole is born. That's according to Neil Gerolds, the principal investigator of a NASA satellite called SWIFT.
You would think that a star collapsing to a black hole or somehow vaporizing would take a long time because, you know, our sun is a huge object. How can all of this happen on seconds timescale? I don't really know the answer to that. We want to learn the answer to that from SWIFT.
SWIFT isn't an acronym. The satellite was named because after it detects bursts of gamma rays, it quickly repositions itself to point its more sensitive detectors to the source and record information about its afterglow.
So the gamma ray burst is, in a sense, all flash. But what astronomers like Gerolds really want is to record the spectral output, the visible and X-ray light, coming from the gamma ray source. There's more about SWIFT and gamma ray bursts at earthsky.org. Thanks today to Research Corporation, a foundation for the advancement of science. I'm Joel Block.
And I'm Deborah Bird for Earth and Sky.